No.
Could you take them out and clean them and fry them? What are those?
They do.
What are they called?
Chitlins.
Okay. What do you call it when it's time to feed? You say it is. When it's time to do the work around the farm, you might say it's what time? Feeding time or?
It's feeding time.
Now, what did you say about the inside is of a beef?
A beef is called tripe.
All right.
And the inside from the hog is called chitlins.
All right. What kind of cow would you use if you wanted to get the cow to come up to be milked?
Sick cow.
And if you wanted the cow to stand still while you milked her?
You say sow.
What do you say to the calf if you want to call up the calf?
Sick.
And what do you say to the mules or the horses, what calls to make them turn right or left?
G and haw.
G for?
G for right and haw for left.
Calls to the horses when getting them from the pasture.
You whistle.
Alright. If you wanted to start the horses, you might say,
get up.
If you wanted to stop them,
whoa.
And what call to the pigs would you make like when it's feeding time?
A piggy.
And calls to a sheep? You don't know that sheep.
Know.
Calls to chickens when it's feeding time?
You say chick, chick, chick.
Alright. What do you say if you're going to put the harness on the horse? You'd say, I'm going to the horse. I'm going to
put the gear on the horse.
All right. What do you call the lines for guiding the horse when you're plowing?
The reins.
And what do you, when you're riding a horse, what do you call the things you put your feet in?
The stirrups.
And what, if you have two horses, the one on the left is called what? One on the left is called what? Do you say the near horse or the lead horse?
That's the lead horse.
All right. If you're going just a short distance, and it's, you might say, is it far to town? And someone might say to you, no, it's just
a little piece.
Okay. If you're looking for a particular item, somebody might tell you, well, my goodness, you don't have to look for that. You can find it most
anywhere.
What is the trenches that are made by the plow called, the cuts that are made by the plow in the earth?
Furrows.
Alright. If you have raised a lot of wheat, you might tell someone, we raised a big crop.
Big crop of wheat.
Alright. If someone took all the trees out of a certain area in a field, you might say, he
cleared the field.
Alright. What do you call a second cutting, like a clover or grass? If you go back over a second time, it's called a, maybe an aftermath, or does that mean anything to you?
No, I don't know much about that.
If you have a lot of wheat put together and say something about this big around, you'd say that, what?
Wheat bands or wheat